happy Friday to my family of families, and Merry Christmas, as it is indeed still Christmas, because Christmas is a season and not a day. I apologize about my audio quality on this day's daily reading of our reading plan themed Seek Him, because I'm reading to you from my hospital room in Gawia Delta. I have a slight infection that they need to look at and take care of, and they've been doing so, and I'm doing much, much better than I was before. But that's where I'm at right now, and I didn't want to miss an opportunity to read God's Word with you and to talk about what we see in God's Word. Today's readings come from Psalm 3, Genesis 3 through 4, and Matthew 2, 1 through 12. We'll be starting with the third psalm. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessings be on your people. Selah. Genesis chapter 3 and chapter 4. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Then the Lord said to him, not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. When he built a city, he called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad. Irad fathered Majel. Majel fathered Methuselah, and Methuselah fathered Lamech. And Lamech took two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. Ada bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwelled in tents and had livestock. His brother's name was Jabal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. Zillah also bore Tubal-Cain. He was the forger of all instruments of bronze and iron. The sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen to what I say. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain's revenge is sevenfold, then Lamech's is 77-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and called his name Seth. For she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him. To Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. Now let's turn to Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Where is it that we stop and ponder today? For there are so many things that we could talk about from our readings. We could talk about the breaths, the pauses, the word Selah given to us in the Psalms, a word that occurs multiple times in the Psalms, which is a pause. In the orchestration of the music, it's meant for us to pause and praise or pause and think. And I challenge you to read the third psalm again. And when you read the word Selah, to ask yourself, what was the author intending me to do with this pause? And then we got Genesis 3 and 4, which shows us the natural decline of human nature and sin. We have the original sin of the eating of the fruit from the tree. And what we need to understand, it wasn't that Adam and Eve ate the fruit that was the sin. Yes, it was disobeying God. But the true sin here was they wanted to try to be morally autonomous. They wanted to try to be like God. They wanted to be God themselves. And this is a sin that we struggle with time and time and time again. Even in our modern culture, we struggle so much with this, wanting to be gods ourselves, wanting to tell God, the creator of the whole universe, that, no, God, we can do it better. We know how to live. We know how to do it better. We're going to do it our way, God. That is the original sin. That is why God didn't want them to eat from that tree, because once again, he wanted them to be satisfied in knowing that he knew what's best, because he does know what's best. But we see that natural decline that sin creates in humanity, because we got the eating of the fruit, the direct disobedience of God, and then we get the story of Cain and Abel, and then Cain's descendants all the way to Lamech. And it just gets worse and worse and worse, and it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. What is God going to do about this mess that we've created? What's God going to do? We're going to have to keep reading to find out. And then we have the story of the three wise men. And just to point this out, there's no manger scene in Matthew's gospel. There's no manger scene because Matthew doesn't talk about that part of
the life of Jesus. But he does talk about the part where he's a toddler, and he's already at home, and then these wise men from the east appear. If you come into our house, you'll see that our wise men have made their way from the windowsill to the table, but they're not quite to the manger yet. My hope is if I get released from the hospital tomorrow is to move them to the mantle where our manger scene is, but not where the manger scene is, but at the end. And then as we approach the day of Epiphany, the wise men coming to Jesus, the revelation of God and what God is doing to the Gentiles will move them into the manger, even though it was in their home. Just a side note, if you see those nativities that have wise men inside the manger with the shepherds, it's inaccurate. But still, they look very pretty that way. But the wise men come 2 years later, and it's a celebration of celebrations because it's a revelation to us that Jesus didn't just come for the Jews. He came also for the Gentiles. He came for people like you and me. He came for the sinners. We just asked, what is God going to do with the mess we created? He's going to send Jesus. But it's a while until we get to Jesus, so we'll keep reading on and seeing what else it is that God's Word reveals to us about Him, about us, and about our desperate need to trust in Him. Well, my nurse seems to be giving me a dirty look. I think it's time for me to take my medicine and go to bed. God bless you. Seek Him. Seek Him. Seek Him. Let's continue on together in this journey of reading God's Word together over the course of this next 2 wonderful years. I should see you Sunday. Blessings and peace.